Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Beis and parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. During the week before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would typically perform some of the avoda of the Beis Hamikdash in order to familiarize himself and get ready with the avoda. Our Mishnah here is going to elaborate on this halacha. Says the Mishnah called Shivas Hayam, for the entire 7-day period during which the Kohen Gadol was separated from his home, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, who Zorik as Hadam, he would be the person to throw the blood of the daily Karban Tamid, Umaktir as a Ketores, and he would be the one to burn the daily Ketores on the Mizbeach, the incense, Umeitiv as Haneros, and he would be the person to clean up and to refresh the lamps of the menorah, the candles of the menorah, each and every morning by cleaning out the ashes of the burnt-out wicks, Umakrev as Harosh vi as Haregel, and he would be the one to offer the head and the right back leg of the Karban Tamid on the Mizbeach. Now, the Mishnah is going to list the various aspects of the avoda that the Kohen would typically be able to perform all year round. Says the Mishnah, Shar Kol Yom, on all other days of the year, Imrata Lahakriv Makriv, the Kohen Gadol wanted to bring a particular carbon, he was able to bring that carbon, and the Mishmar of Kohanim, meaning the set group of Kohanim that would ordinarily make the carbon, must allow for him to be involved. She Kohen Gadol Makrav Chelik Barosh, for the Kohen Gadol offers any part of the carbonos that he desires, taking precedence over anyone else. The Notel Chelik Barosh, and he takes any share, any part that he wants from the parts of the carbonos that was distributed to the Kohanim, again taking precedence over anyone else. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, as we further describe how the Kohen Gadol would prepare himself for the avoda of Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, Masrulo Zakein and Mizikne Bezin, they assigned the Kohen Gadol two older people, two elders from the Sanhedrin, in order to teach him the various halachos of Yom Kippur. Again, this is all the week before Yom Kippur. Vikoron Lefan of Beseder Hayom, and each day of that week, they would read to him from the Torah, from Sefer Vayikra, that describes the exact service of the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur itself. And they would go through all of the halachos, all of the laws that would need to be followed on Yom Kippur. The Omrim Lo, and they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, Kira Ata Beficha, you should read these psukim with your own mouth. Shema shechacht, in case you have forgotten the halachos, the laws, O Shema lolamadator, and perhaps you never learned them, Erev Yom HaKippurim Shachris, then on the day before Yom Kippur in the morning, Ma'amidim Oso B'Shar HaMizrach, they would have him stand at the eastern gate of the Azara, of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, U'ma'avirin Lefan of Parim Ve'elim U Kivasim, and they would pass bulls and rams and sheep in front of him, said he should focus on each animal and think of the halachos that he learned and thereby be ready and prepared for the avoda of Yom Kippur. As the Tosfos points out, although the Yom Kippur avoda also included various goats and so on, they were not passed before the Kohen Gadol because they are brought to be a kapara, be an atonement for the sins of the nation, and thinking of its sins might make him sad and ultimately dishearten him. Although a bull, says the Tosfos Yontif, was brought as a kapara for the Kohanim, passing it also before the Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, would not dishearten him because he was personally acquainted with the Kohanim and he could encourage them to ultimately do tshuva. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis taught us that all 7 days, when the Kohen Gadol was separated from his home, he would do the avoda. He would throw the blood of the daily carbon tamid. He would burn the daily ketores. He would set up the menorah. He would bring the various carbonos of the carbon tamid and so on the mizbeach. And the rest of the year, if he wanted to bring the carbonos, he could. He certainly has the right to and the ability to, but that was up to him. And if not him, then the mishmar, the regular group of Kohanim, would do the avoda throughout the rest of the year. And then Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel taught us that they assigned the Kohen Gadol to older people from among the Sanhedrin. They would teach him the various halachas of Yom Kippur to make sure that he knew exactly what to do when he got into the Beis HaMikdash. They'd read the Psukim from Parshas Acharimos, which discussed and described the various halachos of the Yom Kippur service. And then they would say to him, "My master, the Kohen Gadol, that you should read these psukim from your own mouth. Maybe you forgot them, maybe you never learned them, but you should make sure that you know the halachos of Yom Kippur." And then the Mishnah concluded by saying that on the day before Yom Kippur, they would pass in front of him various bulls and rams and sheep and so on, so that he would be able to focus on each of the animals and think of the halachos and be proficient in the avoda of Yom Kippur. Have a great day.